We dive into the DMs. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. You can send us a message. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Rena reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help with something. My ex-boyfriend was an artist and created paintings for me and of me throughout our relationship.
Okay.
We broke up in late 2021, but I never took down the paintings because, honestly, I like them. They're very personal. Plus, I've gotten a lot of positive comments from people who see them because they're good.
Okay.
Well, now I've been seeing my current boyfriend, we'll call him James, for most of this year, and my lease was up on my place, so we decided to try living together. Anyway, I hung up three of those paintings, and James started asking a bunch of questions about them. I was honest and told him they were painted for me, and then he said he doesn't want them in our house because it's a reminder of my past relationship.
Mm.
I think he's acting a bit ridiculous, and he's wanting me to take them down. Am I being unreasonable? I have no feelings for my ex anymore, but I really do like his art. So I guess my question to you and your listeners is, should I stick up for my feelings or should I concede and just get rid of them? Or is there a compromise?
Mm.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
That's tough.
That is. Have you ever had someone paint you?
No, but I want one.
I know. I feel like.
I want some art of me.
Is there anyone who has been painted or been the muse in someone's past?
I take that back. My wedding photographer had a painting done of a picture that he took of me in my wedding dress and had it made into like a painting, a huge painting. And it was like set up at the base of the stairwell in the Brown Hotel when I showed up to get ready there. I mean, that was pretty, that was pretty awesome. I think he still has it, but it was very large. Like if I tried to put that in my house, it would make me look like I really like myself. Because that is large.
Sarah texts in and says, it's respect for your new boyfriend versus your feelings, so go ahead and just take him down. Nah, she's not saying there's necessarily a compromise there. I mean, I get it. You're like, oh, this is special. This is special to me. I don't know. I mean,
or it's just good art. I mean, if she was just, you know, saying, well, I really like the art pieces.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily about like who did it. They're just really good.
Mm.
And I like the way they look.
Okay, two things. One, would love to hear your maybe it's not artwork, but you have been in this situation where your ex, a memento of your ex has hung around and has caused an issue with your current and what you did about it, right? Maybe it's not artwork. And then I want to know, has anyone painted you? That's what I want to know.
It's really personal.
And
it's very Titanic.
Did you, I know, paint me like one of your French women.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. How did we not ask for a picture?
A picture of the
pictures. Yes. I need to see the paintings.
Well,
they sound amazing.
Honestly, she just messaged us. I never messaged her back, so I guess I could ask.
And by the way, we need to see the artwork for research purposes.
Yeah, exactly. The less clothes you're wearing, the better.
Stop. I don't think they're that kind of paintings.
We don't know.
Oh, you're right.
We don't know.
Well, then in that case, do you want, like, nude paintings of yourself hanging up on the walls for all, like, I feel like it's not.
You're probably
right. I feel
like
it's not too sassy if they're hanging in the living room.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. If you've got a story about that or what you did, that could help. Interesting DM from Rena, who has an ex who has painted things for her and of her. Now, she says they're really good. She likes them. But ever since moving in with her new boyfriend, that's become an issue because she's hung three of the items.
And she's like, you know, the paintings are really good.
Yeah.
It's not that I have feelings for them. It's just I really like the art.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, look, if you're starting this relationship, it's a new life together. You're getting a new home. You're sharing a living space. You know, maybe like Bethany says, try decorating it together. Keep the art you want, but don't hang them in a shared space.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have like an area that's just yours because, you know, you're just dating. So, I mean, I get you know, you may not have like a, you may have a room that's maybe specifically just yours. And maybe that's a spot where you hang one of them. Maybe that's a compromise. Maybe you find one that's just like is not of you. And it's of like a landscape or a, you know, a piece of fruit or something. And you just
happy little trees.
Yeah, exactly. And you just hang that or something. Something that's not a blaring indication that, oh, okay, this was an ex who painted her. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think maybe the pictures of you or the artwork of you, maybe that's stashed or stored, you know, for another occasion or something.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably going to be like the best way to get around that. And, you know, Hunter's like, sounds like she should have sold the paintings after the breakup, but she likes the paintings.
Yeah. Rachel said, just because things didn't work out with that person doesn't mean you have to wipe them from your thoughts. It's nice to remember someone you cared about and had good times with. Well, sure. But if it's getting into the way of your new relationship, Brittany says, my current boyfriend has a blanket his ex made for him. As a gift, I made a new one for us to cuddle under and suggested the old one be put away for safekeeping. She used a specific fabric pattern. I knew it cost a decent bit amount of money and a lot of her time, so I'd hate to see it be thrown away for no real reason.
Maybe that's a really good perspective. So what I'm hearing you say is have the new boyfriend paint her?
Yes, exactly. That could be, oh, that
absolute could be, disaster.
Or that could be amazing.
Yes, it could. All right, well, then you create me some art.
Right, exactly. I tell you what, I will wear whatever you want or not, and you can paint me.
Exactly. I would love to see it, too. I would love to see it.
That's great.
Stephen says, yeah, I have issues over paintings of you. Who cares who painted them? If you like them, then you should be able to hang them. I've got pictures of me and my ex with my three kids still, but my new wife has no issues with me keeping them because that was a part of my life. And trust me, I have no feelings for my ex. This is definitely a red flag with the new relationship. First, it's him making you put these paintings away. Next, it's him making you only go places with him. And next, keeping you away from your family. Well, that's jumping ahead a few.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's a red flag. Maybe it's a yellow flag. But it's because I do hear what he's saying.
Right.
And I think out of respect, maybe there is a compromise. And I think the compromise, and I'm going to go back to, is you not hanging the pictures of you that he painted, but maybe... Oh. Of the other things, or one of the other paintings that,
or
that
are
he
they
did.
All of her? I don't know.
She said for me and of me. So okay, it sounded like there were two.
Maybe the different ones of you we don't hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones you know for you.
Okay.
We hang up the happy little trees.
And hey, I love the idea of
new boyfriend.
Why don't
some art.
You create some art?
Let's
and
get
we'll
some
hang
paints
that.
And a yes. canvas. Let's make some magic happen.
Yes, go to one of those sip and art things and do that together. And yeah,
that's a really good idea. Go do that together.
That might be fun. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hope that helps. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.